Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
We imported $4 million worth of pig steel into Jamaica. Why don't we have pigs and pigs with tails? Jamaican pig steel.
In this morning's program, we remember Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark, who died on Thursday, August 28. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us. Roger Clark's introduction to the agriculture portfolio came in 1992, when he was appointed State Minister for Agriculture, a position he held until 1995. Then in 1998, he was back in familiar territory serving as Minister of Agriculture. He served in that post for almost 10 years and during that period was one of the founding members of the Alliance of Ministers of Agriculture for CARICOM, serving as chairman for several years.
When I was made chairman of the Alliance, the rest of the ministers decided that they would have me be the chairman for life, because the turnover among agriculture ministers, they came, they went, they left, they came back, and I was always there.
After a general election in 2007, Mr. Clark became the opposition spokesman on agriculture, but 4 years later, he was reappointed Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries. During this time, he identified a number of priority areas within the agricultural sector. Chief among them was enhancing Jamaica's food security by encouraging the buying and eating of more locally grown produce.
We have developed this fantastic foreign taste. There is no apple that is nicer than a real Jamaican Otaheite apple. When you cut the imported onion, you can rub it in your eyes. When you cut the Jamaican onion, you cry. When you look at the imported carrot, you take a truckload to make a good glass of carrot juice. When you finish with your Jamaican carrot, you can use the trash and make a better carrot juice than the ones you make from the imported ones. We must find a way to ensure that we eat what we grow and we grow what we eat.
The development of rural areas and ensuring farming became a profitable venture were two of Minister Clark's other main priorities.
I went to a JAS meeting once and the farmers were complaining bitterly about not being able to sell their yam. I was supposed to speak and leave. I told them I would wait for lunch. And ladies and gentlemen, to my consternation, what was for lunch? Rice. Well, I raised so much hell when I went to speak that every JAS meeting that I went after that, they had roast yam put down for me to make sure that I didn't go mad. We got to support our own industry. We cannot afford for our farmers to suffer, meanwhile we enrich the farmers in other countries.
Ridding the agricultural sector of predial larceny was also a main concern for Minister Clark.
We must find a way to stop those people who want to reap where they have not sown. Young, strong, self-hand man, digging out them hand middle of daytime, and then at night they come. And if you tie your goat on your bedfoot, they move with it. We have to find a way to deal with it and deal with it in an effective way.
Roger Clark will be remembered for his sterling contribution to the nation and the charm and wit with which he served. The proverb for this morning is, "New broom sweep good, but old broom no kana." Translation: a new broom gives a good sweep, but it's the old broom that knows the corners. And this means you're not to ignore your old friends when new ones come along. And that wraps up this morning's program. Join us again on this station for another. With the studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.